but it's just an earthquake in Indiana. I like to tell this story because it reminds me of you. We first met in high school summer gym class, where we turned jeans into flotation devices and tally bowling scores by hand. We got close in AP English when we admitted that we read Jane Eyre in one evening, how we loved the teacher's tape recording of Macbeth because we really didn't understand what was supposed to be funny. Back then, we wanted to be rappers or doctors, and now benevolent EDM DJs in Vegas. We love to chug coffee past 11 p.m. so we can shit a final time before a night of dancing and waddling through snow in high heels we bought after we broke up with our boyfriends. The older we get, we are always late. Like to the Odessa concert you won radio tickets to. How we shivered underneath big blankets covered in dog hair. The outfits we picked out months ago, never seen in blurry pictures. I am writing all this to get to what I really want to say. You are the most faithful person I know. You believe in prayer because you believe in ghosts, in vengeful spirits because you've seen them. Once, you asked me if I thought you were silly for being so superstitious, and I said no. I pray when I'm scared, the only time I take in Jesus' name I pray seriously. Me, trusting my mouth, and you, for good measure, hanging a picture of Jesus above the bed, a crucifix, and even a Bible on your nightstand, even though we both don't read it anymore. Here, I try to conjure images or metaphors of ourselves, but I can only remember the things we say to each other. Isn't it funny how every Asian girl we know is engaged or about to be engaged to a white boy? Or, now we know not to trust white moms from Carmel because they voted for Trump. Or, we'd rather them smile at us while keeping their hate to themselves. Or, isn't it funny we don't go out anymore? Or, this is better than the drunk white boys who follow us to the car all the time. Or, after midnight. Or, our mother's this, our mother's that. Or...